I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
What did I say? I said this a couple weeks ago. Here we are talking about it again. I'm going to read the story to you. Actually, you know what? I'm going to tell you what I said, and I'm going to read the story to you, just in case you didn't hear. The original Mickey Mouse, as of this week, so 2024, is now copyright free. Now, that means that old, I guess it would be the Steamboat Willie-ish version of Mickey Mouse. So I don't know what that means for Steamboat Willie, if that's a separate character with a separate copyright. But the copyright has run out on the original Mickey Mouse. Now, of course, this is Disney. They have a massive legal department. They're doing everything possible to keep the copyright clean on everything Mickey Mouse that they could possibly imagine. But they couldn't keep it on just the original version made in whatever, probably 1924, actually, if it's 100 years. But what I said in reporting that was, hey, you know, it was just kind of like, hey, just some extra stuff, just wanted you to be aware of. And I said in that news story, I bet the first thing you're going to see from new Mickey Mouse being copyright free or old Mickey Mouse being made available now is that you'll see some sort of ridiculous horror movie made out of it. Okay, now, that was a couple weeks ago. I'm going to read you a story now from The Hollywood Reporter. It starts, well, that didn't take long. On the first day that Disney's 1928 short Steamboat Willie entered the public domain, there it is, I said 1924, a trailer has dropped for a horror comedy film featuring none other than Mickey Mouse as the killer. The synopsis for the film, called Mickey's Mouse Trap, reads, it's Alex's 21st birthday, but she's stuck at the amusement arcade on a late shift, so her friends decide to surprise her. But a masked killer dressed as Mickey Mouse decides to play a game of his own with them, which she must survive. So in the trailer, there's a person in this Mickey Mouse costume wearing what resembles to be a hockey jersey without the letters, attacking a victim and stalking others inside a Chuck E. Cheese-like place, which is a lot like Five Nights at Freddy's and some of those others that have come out. There's also this scream-like self-awareness about the movie and the horror genre, which is why it's kind of a horror comedy. Now, I will say, from just seeing the little bit that they've released on this, they've been very, very careful. Because Disney, as I said before, has a massive legal team. And if they step out of line at all, they were going to get sued. So what did they do? They just took the exact mask. They didn't try to use it in any other way. They took the Mickey Mouse mask from that version of Mickey, and that is all this killer wears. So they don't really address it in any other way. And they might say Mickey Mouse in it, but they don't use any other version because all the other ones are still copyrighted. There you go. If you want to see it, the movie is called Mickey's Mouse Trap. I'm giving it free promotion because I called it.
American Media Export. Wiggins America.
Now, in a little other entertainment news, Seth MacFarlane was on Bill Maher's show, and you may have heard us talking about this earlier this week, but I wanted to revisit it. Seth MacFarlane has made some great stuff. Family Guy, I think I aged out of. I remember being about 20-ish when that show came out and thinking it was incredibly funny and irreverent and was just doing stuff that nobody was doing at the time. In about 2000 is my guess. I don't think it was late night. I think it was 2000.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And then it went through the whole thing where it didn't last long, and then Adult Swim picked it up, and then Fox re-picked it up because they realized there was a big fan base for it. And I do believe it's still going today. So that's a long-running cartoon, but I have not been interested in that show in years. And I think it was like my early 30s, I just didn't care anymore. I think that when I've seen that show, it's still fairly funny, but it's like it's trying to find a way to be irreverent. It really reflects all of society now. We're so irreverent and we've so oversold rebellion that how do you rebel anymore? How do you be irreverent anymore? We're so egregious in everything that it's like you're numb to everything. And if that's your comedy, then you're kind of stuck because there's nowhere else to go. So you have to actually be funny. And maybe that's part of it. And maybe I just am too old and I just don't care anymore. But I got to say, I've watched South Park recently. And I don't really seek that show out anymore either, but it's still very funny. And I think it's because they're willing to poke their finger in the eye of things that otherwise don't get poked, whereas Family Guy's not because he's liberal. That's not the only thing Seth MacFarlane's done. He did that, so the Orville. It's kind of a Star Trek take, but it's a little more funny. It was a pretty good show. But here he is speaking on Bill Maher about politics.
There's one thing I think has yet to be said about this upcoming election, because we all know it's Trump versus Biden, assuming he doesn't wind up in prison, is that you're voting for a team, that you're not voting for a person, you're electing a team. And you can have a team of people who were selected for their expertise and selected for their mastery of their individual piece of the puzzle, or you can elect a team that is there to say, yes, sire, whatever you say. And right. For me, that's a no-brainer. That's a no-brainer. It's FDR or it's Hitler. And I know the Hitler comparisons are no good, but you know, and I know, FDR trusted his team and Hitler was a micromanager.
There you are. Trump is Hitler because he's a micromanager, and Biden is FDR because he uses people. So let's not dive in at all into the idea that Biden actually can't govern because he's not mentally capable. Let's just highlight the benefits of having a team. But then let's not also talk about any of the benefits that that team has caused. You know, like if you had a great team, and here's the great thing about having two incumbents back to back, you can compare their administrations and their effectiveness. What does the 4 years of Trump look like versus the 4 years of Biden? It's very easy, but they don't want you to think about that. So they're not going to mention that. And that would have been a great follow-up question there from Bill Maher. I don't know what they went on to. But to ask, well, if he has this great team, what have they accomplished? Are you saying that it's amazing that John Kirby has done such a great job on foreign policy? Are you saying that Alejandro Mayorkas has been the director of Homeland Security and has done a fantastic job? Is that what you're saying? Because that's what you have to be saying. Because there's a record. You're not just looking forward and going, well, you know, this guy is going to do things this way. It's what have they done? These are very, very easy questions, but they don't want to. That's why he makes that case. And at the end, he has to go to Hitler versus FDR, because he knows if you actually probed with your brain at all into the case he's making for having a team and how much better the teams are, that you'd start to think critically. So he has to grab your emotions again at the end and go, well, Hitler. I know I shouldn't say Hitler, but I'm going to say Hitler and FDR. Because I want to get your mind there instead of on the actual facts and the outcomes that you're seeing with your very eyes. We are going to take a short break because it is the end of the hour. And that's what we do here on Wiggins America at this time. We take a short break. We let Fox News give you the news update at the top of the hour. And then we're going to come back. And I want to talk with Trisha about a TV show that is 3 years old that I'm just catching up on. I apologize that if you've already seen the show Devs on Hulu, that I'm late to the game. But there's a thesis to this show that I want to explore. And that thesis is free will versus predestination. Now, we're going to approach this even in a sociological, political way that you may not expect. The idea of free will versus predestination playing out in front of us in our political landscape. Going into 2024, it's the way we're treating things. Big questions. Stick around. We're going to talk with Trisha about those.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.